Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In a letter to the House Democratic Caucus tonight, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they will call on Vice President Mike Pence tomorrow to convene and mobilize the cabinet to activate the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And she's calling on Pence to respond within 24 hours. Pelosi says after that, the House would bring an impeachment measure to the floor. The Speaker calls Trump a threat to democracy after the deadly attack on the Capitol last week. And the FBI continues to make arrests related to the mob that invaded the Capitol. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports federal agents have arrested a man from Nashville who was photographed with zip-tie restraints.
Like many of these arrests, 30-year-old Eric Munchell was identified through photos on social media. Investigators say he was carrying zip-tie restraints used by law enforcement, along with a holster on his right hip and a cell phone camera mounted on his chest. Authorities also arrested a man named Larry Brock in Texas, who was also seen with flex cuffs and decked out in a green helmet and tactical vest. Social media sleuths have been helping law enforcement find these individuals around the country. Hundreds are expected to face charges. So far, they've mostly been limited to property destruction and unlawful entry, but prosecutors say some will even face murder charges. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Some members of Congress are now at heightened risk for contracting the coronavirus because of the attack. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
As armed protesters stormed the Capitol, many lawmakers sheltered in place throughout the building. Now, Congress's attending physician, Brian Monahan, is warning that they might have been exposed to the virus. In a letter to lawmakers Sunday, Monahan wrote, quote, "The time in this room was several hours for some and briefer for others. During this time, individuals may have been exposed to another occupant with coronavirus infection." Monahan didn't say whether someone had tested positive in the group or whether he was just concerned because people were in close proximity and some lawmakers may not have been wearing masks. He encouraged lawmakers to get tested for coronavirus as a precaution. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has called up the National Guard to help with security at the Capitol in Olympia tomorrow when legislators return for the start of the 2021 legislative session. This after the attack on the Capitol last week and after a crowd of pro-Trump anti-mask rioters overran the security perimeter of the governor's mansion. Inslee says protesting is one thing, insurrection is another.
It is also a response to some of the intelligence that suggested that there were people in the state of Washington who were intent in disrupting the legislature.
Inslee is activating 750 Guard members, and he says there will be areas around the Capitol for people to exercise their First Amendment rights. You're listening to NPR News. In Chicago, police say a man who killed three people and wounded four others posted a series of disturbing videos to social media in the days and hours leading to the attack, but they are still trying to determine the motive. After 32-year-old Jason Nightingale shot people in several locations, apparently at random, he was killed by police in a shootout. In France, health officials say as more people test positive for the new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus, they are imposing a new earlier 6 p.m. curfew in regions where the virus is spiking. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the entire country is already under an 8 p.m. curfew.
France is ramping up its antivirus restrictions in the face of rising cases and has imposed a post-New Year curfew from 6 p.m. on 15 of its 101 regions, known as départements. The eight new départements with earlier curfews include the Bouches-du-Rhône, home to the Mediterranean port city of Marseille, where police say 21 people have tested positive for the new strain of COVID-19, first detected in England. The new cases have been detected within a family cluster. Prime Minister Jean Castex defended the tough and necessary response amid protests from local officials. He also defended the government's vaccine rollout strategy, which has been lambasted by politicians across the board for its slow start. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower tonight. The Dow futures contract down about 0.2%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.